Hammerhead, 6 a.m. Gladiolus usually wakes up earlier than the rest of the boys to enjoy the first warmth of the sun peeking over the horizon, and to get a bit of solo training in before the group heads out for the day. This particular morning, however, he is greeted by another early riser, the head mechanic of the Hammerhead Garage, Cindy Oram.
Hey there, big guy. You like getting an early start on the day too, huh?
Cindy's face is usually caked with the grease of a day's work when our protagonists swing by the garage. So, Gladio can't help but notice that the lady's clean skin carries an increasing blush as she approaches him. She steps just into the border of his personal bubble, reaching a hesitant hand out to tug at the fabric of his tank top. Her eyes meet with his own, unmistakably filled with a need.
So, listen. I usually come to your pretty boy prince when I have an errand for y'all to run. But today I have a request that I think only you can fill.
Cindy pulls closer to the bewildered King's Guardsman, biting on her lower lip and stifling the beginnings of a moan. She reaches down, tracing the fingers of her right hand along Gladio's inner thigh, until her grip comes to rest over his crotch, grasping his cock as if she was clutching her trusty wrench.
I need you to push me onto the old regalia. And fuck me silly.
Taken aback but for a moment at the extraordinary forwardness of this usually jovial yet proper woman, Gladio places a firm grip on her outer thighs and lifts her towards him. Now, fully given in to her stirring passions, Cindy wraps her legs around his waist and plunges her warm tongue into his mouth. As their kiss deepens, her thighs tense tighter around Gladio's torso as she grinds against his hardening dick. He walks quickly through the garage's main entrance and, using one hand to remain supported against her new lover, Cindy closes the large shutter door with a simple button press. Gladio paces towards the regalia before pressing the mechanic against its hood.
Do whatever you want to me.
She spoke through gasps, looking up at him desperately. Gladio pulls down the zipper of Cindy's yellow leather jacket, and her breasts spill out, nipples visibly poking through her pink bikini top. Her hands shoot up to Gladio's chest, bracing him at length for a moment. Her breathing is shallow, her gaze a light shade of nervous.
Take it easy on me, though, big boy. I may not look it, but my engine's never been touched. At least not by no one other than me, of course. I've just been so focused on running the garage that I never thought of what I needed. And right now, I need what you got.
As Cindy finishes with words, Gladio buries his face against her neck, taking in her early morning scent. He grabs at her firm buttocks through her tight shorts. His rough lips kiss her peach skin, pulling it ever so slightly. A few light flicks of his tongue cause the girl to shake in his grasp, and the feeling of his teeth make her whine and pull forcefully into him. Cindy hurriedly tears off her bikini top and presses Gladio's face into her right breast, his eager tongue lapping at her erect nipple before taking it between his teeth, with just enough pressure to elicit a small whimper from Cindy as she arches her back in response. As he moves his attention to her other breast, Gladio reaches his hands down and tugs at her shorts, deftly pulling them and the thong beneath off in one swift motion. As her clothing falls to the garage floor, Gladio moves his head down to Cindy's stomach, tasting her soft navel before moving his head between her legs and pressing his tongue upon her clit, his purposeful exploration causing her to squirm as his grip on her thighs keeps her at his mercy.
Oh, baby, please, more. Right there. Yes, right there.
Cindy's legs wrap tightly around Gladio's head, the muscles moving out of her control in response to the tongue searching its way around that which she had shown to no one else.
Oh, please. I'm burning up. I don't think I can take no more of this. I need you inside me right now.
Gladio unzips his pants, pulling them down until they fall around his boots. Without bothering to free his legs from his garments, he pulls the gasping Cindy towards him on the hood of the regalia, pressing his cock between her labia in a slow caress. She winces a bit as he enters her body, but the wet warmth that Gladio's touch has brought forth from her allows Cindy to receive him with a swift smoothness that brings her back into the throes of pleasure. She squeezes her muscles around his cock, causing him to let out an audible groan.
Go ahead, baby. You can move now.
He slides slightly back before pushing deep inside her with a gentle yet zealous thrust. Gladio's movements rock Cindy slowly against the metal hood as the mechanic's hands grasp clumsily for his back, her nails scratching marks in the taut flesh. As he continues to push into her with undiminished urgency, Cindy pulls Gladio's attention with another long gaze.
I kind of lied to you earlier. I've had another man take me down this road, but he didn't treat me like you done right now. He was a no-good scoundrel who left me feeling used. He took my first time, So I want to give you something of mine that he ain't never gonna have.
Cindy's hands press lightly on Gladio's torso, sliding his cock out of her, the shaft still slick with her juices. She turns over on the regalia's hood to face away from him, spreading her ass with both hands.
Please, baby, come to me. I want this. I want this so bad that I can't take it no more.
She looks back at him with pleading eyes, and he takes her hands in his for a moment before relinquishing them, motioning for her to brace on the hood. He slides his moist member between her buttocks, grazing her entrance with his shaft. The growing friction of his motions pushes a gasping moan out of her mouth.
I'm ready.
Gladio reaches down into one of the clasped pockets of the pants around his ankles, producing a small bottle of lubricant. He coats his shaft in the gel until its sheen rivals a newly waxed regalia. He then pushes his cock into her, nimble yet tender, and excruciatingly slow. And Cindy's breathing begins to quicken once more.
Oh, that, I don't know if I like...
Her stuttered speech is cut short as Gladio's waist connects with hers, his full length pulsing within her. He pulls her torso up from the hood, his arms wrapping around her waist, with a firm hand on each side. As he begins to move his hips, his hands search for her breasts, massaging them and bracing her against himself. His motion strengthening in tandem with her raising voice. As Gladio's thrusts reach the peak of his stamina, he reaches his right hand down from Cindy's breast to give her moist slit some well-deserved attention. Her whole body quivers and her hands reach behind her, pulling the two partners closer together.
I'm getting close. Gladio, baby, I'm gonna come. Come with me, baby, please. Come inside me, I wanna feel you fill me up. I'm coming, I'm coming.
As the duo reaches their release, Gladio embraces Cindy and brings them both to rest on the hood of the Regalia.
That was exactly what I needed. Now, what do you say I tune up the old girl and send you boys on your way?